The woman often called the world's best woman athlete is going to play basketball. Jackie Joyner-Kersee has signed with the New American Basketball League, the team, the Richmond Rage, for 1 year with an option to renew. Robin Roberts of ABC Sports and ESPN joins us now from her home in Connecticut. Robin, welcome.
Thank you, Linda. Always good talking to you.
First of all, the American Basketball League, its founders seemed to think that the great success of the U.S. women's team at the Olympics makes this the perfect year to launch a professional league for women in the United States. Do you think that the Olympic success will translate?
I absolutely do. I think that the climate is right for women's basketball. It's being well received, and oh, by the way, very, very talented players, and a lot of them. And so the timing is right to have a professional league.
Olympics raised women's sports in everyone's eyes, including women's eyes, of course, but we've had lots of Olympics, and only the individual sports seem to have gone on from the Olympics to something else. I mean, tennis and gymnastics, and of course women's golf has grown in popularity, but we don't really have women teams.
You're absolutely correct. In years past, it was just the individual athlete that was really given some sort of attention. But you have to think there have not been very many team sports afforded to women over the years. And I think we're seeing the byproduct of Title IX. In 1972, it was established that women must be given equal opportunity to play sports. Well, we're now reaping the benefits of Title IX. These are women that have been playing sports all their lives, just like men. And they're talented, and people are seeing that talent, and they want to watch them, and they're now being given a forum.
Why do you suppose most of the big American basketball players, the women, have gone to Europe as sort of minor men basketball players have done to have a career in professional basketball somewhere else? Why do you suppose Europeans have been willing to watch women playing in team sports and Americans haven't?
I think partly because the Europeans aren't caught up with the money. They're not caught up that it has to be on TV, that they have to have, you know, thousands and thousands in the stands watching. I think that in this country, it's not considered a success if you don't have a huge television contract, if you don't have the crowds coming out to watch. And I think that we are seeing that, especially with the WNBA, the professional league that will play this summer, that has the stamp of David Stern's office, which gives it instant credibility. Those games will be shown on NBC, on ESPN, and on Lifetime Television. And they have also sponsors in place. So we're not doing it just out of the goodness of our heart, those of us involved in television. It's selling. People want to see it.
I was going to ask you about the NBA-sponsored league, which is a summer replacement for men's professional basketball with women players. Are there enough great women to go around? Can you build one good league, never mind two?
No, that's an excellent question, and it's one that is being asked over and over again. And my response is, yes, there is the depth in the women's game, but you cannot dilute the talent pool. And everyone agrees on one thing. Whatever happens, these leagues must succeed. Women's basketball must succeed in this country. If there's another, if they can't afford to have another league fold.
Robin, Jackie Joyner-Kersee hasn't played basketball for 10 years, mm-hmm. approximately, more than 10 years, since she played at UCLA, which made me wonder, so are you going to ditch this TV stuff and go back to the hoops?
If you can have player coaches, why not a player broadcaster? Since I'm going to be broadcasting some of the games for ESPN and for the WNBA, if players get hurt, you know, enough of them, maybe I'll throw down the headsets and get out there. But no, I know my limitations. I think that's important to know. And Jackie Joyner-Kersee, even though she has been playing basketball for 11 years, she's been pretty fit for the last decade.
I guess so, yeah.
I think she'll do just fine.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
Robin Roberts of ABC Sports and ESPN. She spoke to us from her home in Connecticut.